Blog Talk Radio.
And I wish somebody so would.
It's on fire!
Oh,
it's on fire!
Oh,
it's on fire.
God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to enter into your presence, to give you glory and praise, God. We praise you for this is the day that you have made, God. We praise you, God, because you alone are worthy. God, we pray that you would anoint this show from the very start to the very end, God, that you would be glorified in all we do today, God. We lift you up, we honor you, and we give you the highest praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. And again, we welcome everyone to the fire of love. I pray that you can hear me out there. We have an awesome, awesome show. I don't know what all God is going to do, but I know he's going to do something great before we get off this line. We want to thank everyone that takes time to listen to us. We want to thank everyone who has prayed for us. We ask that you would continually lift us up in prayer. We are heading to Zambia and Uganda in June 14th through the 21st. We are speaking in Zambia, in Dola, Zambia, and July 17th through the 21st. We are speaking in Uganda, and we know that God is going to do a great and mighty work there. There is just no telling what all God is going to do, and it doesn't stop there. In December, we are heading to Nairobi, Kenya, and oh, we are expecting God to do something great there. But we will give you more information on that as the day approaches. Hallelujah. But we know that God has a plan and that nothing happens by coincidence. We know that there is nothing that God has planned that will not take place. So we are just standing on his word. We're standing on his promises. We had hoped to have a guest speaker for you today, but as you know, it is the Easter holidays or Resurrection Sunday is tomorrow, and this is the season of Passover. So we are scheduling our guest speaker to come another day, another Saturday. And we know that God is going to be glorified. We never want to assume that anything is a coincidence, but God is moving. Oh, hallelujah. God is truly moving. We will be with the Jesus Ministry Tuesday night teaching on prayer. I'm sorry, I do not have the flyer in front of me to give you the information, but if you go to my website, if you go to my web page, my ministry page, or if you're my friend on Facebook, the information is there and you can easily get it. Or you can go to the Jesus Ministry Global Incorporated, and you can get the information there. I mean, Inc. or in, or however you say it, but it's there, and or it will be there by Tuesday. But we know that God has something special for. We know that God has created us for a purpose. Sometimes we don't always understand why things happen in our lives. We don't understand a lot of times why we find ourselves we're in situations or in you know, our lives have turned upside down, and it seems like we don't know which way is up. But I've come to encourage somebody today that even in that, God has a purpose. I'm reminded of the scripture, and I didn't write it down, but it says that before we were born, he knew us. And before we were formed in the, before he formed us in our mother's belly, he had called us and he had ordained us for a purpose. That means before we were ever robed in our human flesh, before we, before, you know, because we are living in a building, you know, just picture our picture a building. When you put up a house or a church or any type of building, it has a framework, and then it has, then you put out on the outer shell of the house, and when it is complete, it is designed to house some, to house a person. Well, our bodies are designed to house the Creator, God. It's designed to house God. And that I have found and I understand, and the Bible backs it up, that when we have, until we have fulfilled our purpose, we will remain here. You see, Jesus was born for a purpose. He was we are created with purpose. And when his purpose was fulfilled, after he died and he rose again, after all of that, when he ascended, his purpose on earth was finished, yet he lives inside of us. When we allow him, and stick with me, I know this is, some of y'all are not catching it, but it's going to make sense in a minute. When we allow the one who created us to come and live inside of us, he sustains us. A lot of us, I know I'm not the only one that have seen people that are so strung out on drugs and different things, and it seems like their body is all torn up and that it is going down fast. They look like their skin is all sunk in, and they look like it's all deteriorating. But when you look at a person whose life has been turned around, you look at them before God saved their lives, and then you look at them after God saved their lives. Look at the difference in that person. Their house is now being occupied by the one who created him, and he is him or her, and he is sustaining them, because he's got a purpose for them. And when their purpose is fulfilled, then they will go back to the Creator. Their souls, their spirits, return to the one who put them here in the first place. And what a glorious day when we all get to heaven. What a glorious day that is going to be. You know, I often wondered, and God gave me the revelation, because sometimes we don't understand why, after all we've been through, it seems like, why are we still here with everything going on in our bodies, with everything, every issue we have faced? And the short answer is, God still has a purpose. God still has a plan. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my friend, if you can just, this is the, if you could just tap into what I'm saying here. We are celebrating Passover and the resurrection of Christ. He was born to this earth
to save us, to redeem man to himself, to restore the relationship that was lost with Adam and Eve. There have been so many times that God has tried to restore his relationship with man. And even today, he still tries to restore his relationship with you. If you could just tap into all that he suffered just so you can have a relationship with him. He was pierced in the side. They spat on him. They put a crown of thorns in his head. He was whipped with a cat of nine tails. And if you look in your history books or in the dictionary, and there's different versions of what a cat of nine tails looks like. But he went through the most gruesome experience. Barely having any skin left on his body, then hanging on a cross, nails being battered into his hands, nails being hammered into his hands and his feet. He did it for you. He did it for me. Oh, if you can just grab a hold of it. That's what you call love. The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for a friend. God robed himself in flesh and laid down his life for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He did it all. He did it all for you. He did it all for me. Hallelujah. This is the time when we remember. I want someone to really catch how much God loves you, that he would give himself. There were times, the Bible reminds us that he could have called 10,000 angels. At any time, he could have said, no, you know, I can't do this. He was God, and it was his prerogative to change his mind. But he still, in spite of all the rejection, he still died. He still died. Not just for the Jews, but for all of us. Yes, the Bible says that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But that doesn't mean that they are still not a part of the promise, because God made them a promise. And they are his chosen people, but I'm saying, but we have a chance. The love that Jesus shed is not just for the Jews; it's for all of us. He did it for you, my brother. He did it for you, my sister. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. I can remember the different for the day I wanted to end it all, because I felt no one loved me. And I can remember the still small voice saying, but I love you. You see, he loves us enough that when nobody else is there, he's still there. I can remember the bouts of and the attacks of the enemy that were playing with my mind and going through, reaching out to people to come and just pray over my home. Come, I was reaching out saying something is going on, and nobody came. I know what it's like. And I remember saying, God, it shouldn't be like this. God, it is just not fair. Don't people care? What is wrong with God's people? How come nobody is willing to come? It's like everything is battling against you, the spirit of fear, the different things that are waging war against you, and it seems like nobody cares. And the song came to my mind. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. Then he gave me this song, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty for perfect love. Cast it thou all fear. I've been set free completely free. For perfect love cast it thou all fear. Your perfect love abides in me. And perfect love has set me free. Your perfect love, Lord, your perfect love. And perfect love cast it thou all fears. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody, no matter what you are facing in life, you may seem like you are in the most hopeless situation. It may seem like your friends have abandoned you and left you to fend for yourself. But I want to tell you that Jesus is all you need. He's always been there, and he will always be there. It seems like, okay, I'm going to go there. I just feel to go there, so I'm going to go there. Some of you are asking, okay, how can it be God if the preacher is molesting me? How can it be God if I was raped by the pastor? How can it be God if Sister Susie saw it happening and ignored it? How can it be God that a preacher would get up and preach the law and yet he is breaking the law? How can it be God? Doesn't the Bible say don't do this? But how can a married man be up in the pulpit and he is molesting children and raping adults? Hello, somebody. I come to tell you that God still cares about you, and God sees it all. Let's just call it what it is. It's not God that is doing it, all these things to you. Sin is still sin, but God loves you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If God didn't care, hallelujah, I certainly wouldn't be here. If God didn't care, I can think of a lot of people who would have committed suicide. I know several people who have committed suicide because they could not deal with all that had happened in their lives, being molested by the pastor. I know people who are struggling with addiction and different things, all because they placed their trust in their pastor. And don't get me wrong, I am not talking against pastors. I love mine very much. But I know what it is to have my trust in a pastor. Yes, God has given me a couple of awesome pastors in the recent years, but there were, I can remember the years, and I'm not talking months, I am literally talking years of spiritual abuse. I can remember the early years when I first came to Christ, even before I came to Christ. I've seen it all, folks. No matter what denomination you are, sin is sin. And God has sent me to tell you that just like he delivered me, just like he has set me free, he is there for you. Don't you let the devil tell you that you can never break free, that you will always be bound by your hurts and your fears. Don't you let the enemy lie to you. God has sent me to tell you that there is an answer, and he paid the price. It's because of his love that he died. He robed himself in flesh that you can be free, that I can be free. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. I mean, I want to back up the truck a little bit, because it may seem to some of you that I went off on a tangent when I talked about abuse and spiritual abuse and rape and suicide and all that. I'm not off the page. You see, it was Judas Iscariot who, he made a mistake. And I know people make mistakes. But Judas felt that he could not, it wasn't that God couldn't forgive him. It was that he could not forgive himself. Peter made a mistake, and God forgave him. And Peter lived on to fulfill a much greater purpose. But Judas Iscariot was someone different. He could not forgive himself. It wasn't that God would not have forgiven him. It was that he could not. He felt so awful. He felt so bitter within himself that, and he wasn't bitter with God. He was bitter with himself that he could have done such a thing. Because he immediately felt remorseful. He tried to give the money back. And when that failed, he still felt guilty. Though he could have, though the Savior would have forgiven him. Hear me today. Somebody needs to know that God will forgive you. Somebody needs to know that suicide is not the answer. We all make mistakes. We've all faced things in life. Remember the two people, the two thieves on the cross. One asked for forgiveness and the other one mocked him. But God forgave the one who asked because he asked for forgiveness. How much more us be when we ask, when we come to him, and I know it feels like I'm off on a tangent and I'm almost done, but if God took time to robe himself in flesh to redeem a relationship, to redeem, to try to restore a relationship with man, don't you think he would have forgiven Judas if he'd asked him? Don't you think, hallelujah, somebody is thinking of taking care of, oh, hallelujah, let me back up. Someone has been thinking it's time to just throw in the towel. I've done blown it so many times. How many more times will God forgive me? This message, this show is for you. God has a plan for your life. Bible says a man falls 7 times, yet he gets back up. If God can robe himself in flesh, if he can take time to die just to redeem man, just to have a relationship, there is room at the cross for you. There is room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, still there's room for one. There is room. Praise the Lord. Please forgive me. I don't know what happened, but I've come to tell you that there is no situation that God won't reach out to you for. I know before I got cut off, I was reaching to that one thinking of committing suicide. I've come to tell you that God died just for you, and that there is room at the cross for you. There is room for that one who thinks it's hopeless. There is room. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know what I'm talking about, and I've been there. I know what it's like to feel like everything in your world is turning upside down. I know what it's like to feel like you're going crazy. I know what it's like I know what it's like. There are days I wish I didn't know what it's like. And for those who say these things can't happen to a child of God, it happened to me. And I have been living for God a long time. Don't ever think that God doesn't care. I've come to tell somebody that God cares. If God didn't care what would happen to you, he would not have died for you. He was up in heaven. He's perfect. He is perfect. He didn't have to robe himself in flesh, be born of born in a manger. He was God. He didn't have to do all this. He didn't have to become a carpenter's son and humble himself as a carpenter's kid. But he did that. He did not have to die on the cross. But he did that for you. And I just believe that God wanted me to get on here today long enough to tell somebody that God loves you. God is concerned about you. That God did it for you. You were born for a purpose. Somebody is saying, what purpose do I have in life? What is the reason that I'm still here? You're thinking, I can't read, I can't write, I can't sing, I can't preach a message, the greatest message ever preached was when Jesus kneeled down and wrote in the sand. And the words, he that is without sin, cast the first stone. Now, other people might pick a different message or pick a different saying that came across as the most important message. But when he said, neither do I condemn you, that changed that person's life forever. She was changed. Before he spoke those words, she was a prostitute, and by all means, she should have died. But Jesus said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Who knows, but it could have been that he was writing the different sins that those people had committed in the sand. Only God knows for sure. But I do know it changed her life forever. So don't tell me that God does not care about you. He died for you. He came to redeem man to himself. He came that he might restore the relationship that was lost in the garden. And yes, I know I said it before, but in closing, let me just encourage you. The one that feels like giving up, the one that thinks that nobody loves you, Jesus loves you. The one that thinks it's too impossible, it will never happen for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. The one that says it's no use. Listen to someone who has been to Africa twice, had never, and before flying home from Las Vegas, that same year I flew to South Africa, but the having flown home from Las Vegas, was the first time I had ever been on a plane in my life. Take it from somebody who was on a plane and fighting for their life at the same time, and the only people that knew it were the flight attendants and me. Take it from somebody who knows what it is to live on borrowed time and have God heal your body because you still have a purpose. Take it from somebody who knows what it is to experience perfect love. God did not have to deliver me. God did not have to heal me. He did it because he loved me. He did it because I still had a purpose. He did it because he cared. And when nobody else was there, Jesus was there. And I am wrapping up. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for the opportunity that we have had to speak life into someone. God, I don't know who needed to hear it, and I don't know why you had me go this way, but God, I know, hallelujah, you did it for me. 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 God, I know that somebody needed to know that you loved them. Somebody needed to hear that you came to redeem them, that you died for them, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I pray, God, that whoever is listening, God, that they would know, God, that they would hear your and experience your love, your perfect love, your wisdom, your manifold blessings upon their lives, and that they would know that suicide is not the answer. That God, there is still room at the cross for them. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise in the name of Jesus. And I encourage anyone. Don't ever think that God doesn't care or love you. If you are thinking of committing suicide, I'm sorry I didn't give you the call-in number. The guest call-in number for tonight was 646, for this afternoon was 646-716-9480. And I am so sorry. I did not know which direction God was going to have me to go, and so I didn't open up the line. But if you would reach out to me, email me at ministersophie@gmail.com, inbox me on Facebook at Love International Women's Ministry and Conference Speaking. I will be more than happy to reach out to you, to pray for you. If you need to get a hold of me, you want to talk to me, inbox me on Facebook. That's the best way. I'm always on there. Or leave me a message, inbox me here on Blog Talk. I know that sometimes they send messages through here, and I will get it in my email. So please, 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 I'm here to help. I know what it's like to want to just take the easy way out. But God is the answer. I promise you, God is the answer you're looking for. Suicide is not the answer. God bless you today. Remember, Jesus loves you. He died and gave himself for you that you might have eternal life. He did it because he loves you. You have been listening live to the Fire of Love. I am Minister Sophie. Join us again next Saturday. We will have a guest speaker. I'm just not sure who it will be. I know who I hope it will be, but I have to confirm it with them. So you be blessed. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. If you have missed all or any part of this message, it will be available in about 5 minutes after the show has ended. And pray for us as we intend to, as we endeavor to head out to Africa in June. Pray for us as we minister on prayer with the Jesus Ministry on Tuesday. If you're interested in that, the information is on Facebook. Free to go and look at it. In Jesus' name, God bless you, everyone. Have a safe and blessed Resurrection Sunday.